Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
I think it would be better if we got the poofs back, because then we wouldn't sound so screechy.
You think we sound screechy?
Well, I feel like my voice sounds screechy.
I feel like my voice is barely there in some... barely there. In some of the podcasts that I've listened to, I'm like, what did that bitch just say? I'm like an afterthought. I'm gonna really try and talk into the microphone and finish my sentences properly. What's that word?
That's no fun.
Enunciate.
I'm gonna enunciate. I would like you to meet Ruby.
This is the car. Guys,
yes.
We're like in a ship.
Yeah, guys.
Like a spaceship.
We upgraded just for the podcast.
Do you want to know? Joey's been telling me for weeks, like, Tashina's new car is so nice. And I kept thinking, like, you don't know anything. If my best friend ever got herself a new car, I think I'd hear about it at least once. And he's like, no, it's... I'm like, well, what color is it? Red. I'm like, it's the same fucking car. You're just not paying attention. But I should know, because he pays attention.
To vehicles.
That he was right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was right. She just didn't tell me.
I was thinking that we were going to have... I could feel it in my bones that we were going to have another podcast.
And you wanted it
and
to
I wanted
be for
to
comfort.
Surprise you.
A surprise would be, here, it's yours.
Oh.
That would be...
I got you a matching one. Just kidding. I don't have that kind of money. Sorry. But I now have a moonroof.
That's what
it's called. Or a sunroof. Whatever the fuck it is. It takes up the whole entire top of my car. But I had to get her tinted.
Because it's too bright? Did you get sunburnt?
I felt like I was a fucking ant in a magnifying glass, and I was like, my kids always want to open it, and I was like, you gotta turn it off, it's so hot. So now it's darker than the night, and fantastic. I want this same dark on the front windows, too. I got them tinted, but they're just not enough. People can still see me, and I don't like that. I like to lurk without people knowing.
I would agree with that.
So.
You're pretty lurky.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the CarCast Moms, guys.
Consistency is not our expertise.
We're going to be so much better.
We are.
I feel like we're back to a normal...
life.
Yeah. It was a little chaotic there for a minute.
Yeah, for like a year.
This is Stephanie Pellegrini.
That's Tashina Galvin. And we're the CarCast Moms.
Was I supposed to sing too at that one? Oh, sorry.
It's all right. I can be a solo. My album's going to go aluminum.
The last time that we posted on our Instagram... was a year ago almost. It was like the 23rd of September. So we just really like September to like kick everything off again.
It's a good month.
Launch party.
Yeah, it's a good month.
Stephanie's birthday's in a few days. You did share that with my grandmother.
In a few days.
Tomorrow. What's happening? Why is he coming?
It was much better than... she's a bad friend.
You saw me looking.
Your heart all right?
No. And I'm grabbing the wrong side?
That's in the middle of your heart.
You're also grabbing your boob.
Oh, no.
You missed out. It was much better.
What?
Than you made it sound like it was going to be.
What are you talking about?
Dinner. The kids are actually enjoying it.
That's a first.
You can fuck right off.
You guys, Matt and I are in a... spat.
Yeah, guys, I walked straight into the middle of a domestic when I got here, and I was feeling some kind of way about it. Tashina's like, I'm not afraid of you. And
as then Matt, like, holding a knife.
Chest bumpster. Yeah, with the fucking knife. And I was like, well, I'm feeling some kind
of
way.
I said, I'm not scared of you. Bring it, hoe. He's irritating me, because every time I ask him, and I've been asking him because I'm tired of assuming he knows I need help. So I've been asking him, and he still fucking ignores me. Like, can you please help me with the def? Can you go buy it at O'Reilly so I don't have to do it?
Just to clarify, guys, she's not trying to die like I thought. because the whole time I was in there and she was saying, he won't help me with the deaf. I thought she was saying, he won't help me with my death. And so I was like, why are you getting mad at him that he doesn't want to kill you? But I was totally way off. It went over my head because I don't have cars that need special
stuff. So my new vehicle is a diesel. And with a... What did you just flick in my car, you nasty fuck? That was underneath your nail. It was solid. It fucking hit the... I think you chipped my window. What the fuck?
It was a piece of asada from my nachos I ate on the way here. It was stuck.
Well, could you pick it up?
I'm trying to keep this bitch clean. Thank you. It was such bigger when I flicked it. It was like...
God damn. Anyways. Anywho... So,
this is going well already.
My Tahoe is a diesel. And so not only am I stressed out about putting the wrong fuel in this bitch, here he comes again. Now what do you need? Our listeners said that you're a little bitch.
They did not.
Fuck right off.
They did not? Why are you so afraid of him?
Because I'm in between. God damn.
Anyways.
I have enough trauma at my own house. Can we not do this
Where
here?
Was I at? In my
your
story.
Your car. It needs special...
Whoa!
Is that a gun in his yeah. hand? Get me out of here.
Where's he going?
With his golf cart. The most random things happen when he's home.
Hey! Do you have a license for that?
You guys, he just drove by in his golf cart.
Going half the speed of smell.
The whole way flipped her off.
We're really great, guys.
There's a lot of love there.
Where was I at in my story? Anyway, so number one, I'm already worried about putting the wrong fuel in this because if you put gasoline in it, it will shut her down. So I have to go to a whole different fuel pump just so I make sure that I don't have a brain fart and accidentally put gas in it. Gasoline.
Do they have just diesel?
So up at Barcelos, they do. They have just one pump. And Vinny told me when he, because he got a diesel.
Just grab the green handle.
Okay, yeah, that sounds, but it gives me heart palpitations because I don't need this bazillion-dollar vehicle to stop running because I'm an idiot and was, like, having an ADHD moment where I wasn't paying attention and was like, yeah. So not only do I have to put a different fuel in, but I have to, every so many miles, put what's called DEF in. Dehydration... elephant fluid. What did he say it was?
I don't know. Diesel.
Diesel emissions.
Fluid.
Farts. I don't know what it is. It doesn't smell like anything. I'm pretty sure it's just fucking water.
It's just more ways to make money. Obviously.
What did he say? It was a urethra?
Yeah. Urea, I think he said.
Oh. Anyway. So it stresses me out. And anyway, every time I... What's wrong?
You just keep talking. I'm going to Google something really quick.
What a urethra is? It's in a penis.
Thank you. That's not what I'm Googling.
It's the hose in the penis. Goodbye. Anyway. Why is everybody trying to get in your door right now?
I won't allow it anymore.
I won't allow it. She's locked it. Lock this bitch. Anyways.
Yeah, I knew it.
What? Ethanol? What
it's
is
a
it?
Substance in the pure... The purine.
Pureness.
The urine. Urea is in the urine. Present... It's urine. You're putting urine in your car.
Why can't I just pee on it? Why'd I have to buy $20 worth of it? I could have saved up my pee for a week and just put it in there. I'm keeping the jug.
Speaking of peeing, Can I just tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you done with your story?
Yes. Yeah. No.
She's got a new car.
I got a new car and my husband's pissing me off left and right. And he was doing it on purpose. So then I started making him mad on purpose. And now he's upset.
And then Stephanie showed up and got awkward.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways. Today I went to a doctor's appointment. And
not just a doctor's appointment, guys.
The first doctor's appointment since I wound up in the wrong bedroom.
The bedroom.
Whatever room.
You guys, the first pap smear... Mm-hmm. Since her last pap smear, which was fucking 14 years ago. Yeah. So, I mean, good for you for finally doing it.
I did. Anyways, but I got there and I had to pee so fucking bad. So I went in there and she's like trying to talk to me to check her in. And I'm like, yeah, I have to pee. Like, where's your bathroom? So she literally pointed to the bathroom. I went in, I did my business. I came out and then she's like, we're actually going to need some urine. I just flushed it all.
I can't get that back.
I literally said to you, you showed me where it is. Why didn't you say, hey, you know that thousands of cups that are in there? Grab one, pee in it. No, I peed in the toilet like a normal human. So then I was shoving water in like crazy, and then I didn't even need it the whole time. They decided.
Oh, really?
Yeah, without talking to me, I guess, that they didn't need it.
Oh.
So then I had to pee by the end of the appointment because I drank a whole freaking liter while I was sitting there in the waiting room.
You know,
she's
business.
She's like, come on down to the bottom of the table. And so I scooted and she's like a little bit more. So
don't you feel like your fucking knees are above your ears?
Scooted and I could no longer feel any.
Oh no, that wasn't. Ow! Oh God,
do you have a Charlie horse?
Oh fuck, it hurts so bad.
Cancel.
Put my face on my seat. Oh my
what?
God.
Did you get a Charlie horse?
Yeah. Ow.
Anyways, and I just kept coming until there was literally nothing holding my butt up, like suspending it in the air. And I was like, are you sure? Oh, just a little bit more. And she's like, nobody's ever fallen off. And I'm like, you don't know me very well. Right. And like subconsciously, I will take that as a challenge.
Right.
Like, don't say stuff like that. But I successfully stayed on the table.
And you did well?
I don't know. I've never been graded on a pap smear before. But
well, I mean, you didn't end up in somebody else's room this time. And you filled out all your paperwork by yourself.
It was a little dicey, I'm not going to lie, because when we were coming down the hallway, there was a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And she pointed to a lady over here.
And you went, woink.
But then she went this way, and I'm not going to lie, for half a second, I thought, was she pointing because she's like an air traffic controller, like, go to the right?
Right.
But I was like, oh, you've been here before.
Right, Stephanie. Pay learn attention. From your mistake.
Follow her, even if you're following her to where you're not supposed to go. At least you're with her.
Right.
So I followed her, and she went right into the room and was like, have a seat, Miss Pellegrini. And I'm like, right room. I'm here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I did it right. Yeah. Well, at least you know you can learn from your mistakes.
It's just so weird. That's such a
weird... Now apply that to everything else in your life.
Such a weird thing. Like, there's like... stuff on the ceiling to look at?
Yeah, they put those cube things. They put like cute little origami ones or like there's always Chinese blossoms.
No amount
blossoms.
Of art on the ceiling is gonna help deter my brain from what's happening down there.
I don't even think it's that big of a deal. I gotta get mine done. I keep freaking harping on everybody else and I haven't been...
It's just an awkward thing for me.
Oh.
She said that I have an abnormal shaped uterus? Cervix? Oh, no, it's not shaped correctly. She said it balloons, which I never asked her what it's supposed to do, but mine balloons.
Oh.
Hmm.
You know, well, I've had 3 kids, so it works, obviously.
Pretty balloony. So I have to have an ultrasound.
Are you pregnant?
Fuck, no.
Oh. I was real excited for a minute.
I snipped, cut, and burnt that shit. Not me personally, but somebody did it for me while I was sleeping.
Maybe that's why it's all ballooned.
Maybe.
Maybe there was excess air in there.
Maybe.
I don't know how that works and if it's something that can have excess air, but I don't know.
I'm really wondering where your husband went in his golf cart.
Probably over to the Joiner's house.
Oh, they live around here?
Mm-hmm. So, you guys, we've decided... that we're going to have podcasts more often.
We're going to have our shit together. We're going to actually schedule them so that we can't back out of them. Tuesdays are our nights.
Yes. And we're going to also have like the murdery podcast because I really like to do those.
Yeah, we're going to plan it out and have content instead of just coming here and being like, well.
And bullshitting. We also know there's only like 3 of you that listen. Honestly, this is just.
I don't care. I listen to us and I think we're.
This is just for us at this point, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're here, we love you and we appreciate you, but honestly.
But we don't need you.
Oh, yay. Well, way to lose the 3 followers that we had. Because Stephanie and I have been talking to get, well, like for like the last 3 weeks, I've been listening to our podcasts because I don't want to listen to audiobooks and I'm tired of other people's podcasts. So I just listen to us and I think we're fucking hilarious. And then Stephanie today messaged me and said, I just looked at all of our Instagram posts and we're so hilarious. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go look at our Instagram posts
and
too.
And we were funny.
And
huh?
I was fucking dying. People walked by my office multiple times and I'm like, what are you laughing at? And I'm like, just how funny we are. Just how funny we are. My God.
Do you want to know? So on the way to Carson and on the way home, I listened to a podcast. So, and...
Our podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
And both times I was like, do they ever stop talking? Because we like, they're long podcasts. We talk for a good minute. Yeah. And then it's finally, like, I think, like, okay, I think this last topic. Then we start talking about something else. Like, so far-fetched from what the beginning. It's like night and day. It's like 3 days passed in between the podcast. But on the one I was listening to on the way home, it was about nutrition. Uh-huh. And I knew a lot of shit back then. And I was like, today's Stephanie couldn't even tell you what the fuck oxidization means. And I was giving you a whole lecture on what happens when apples start to oxidize. And I was like, how did you even know that back then? Like, I feel like my brain, okay, it's like a bucket and it has reached capacity. And so everything for the last however many years is just dumping.
Right.
I'm retaining nothing.
Nothing.
And then you were talking about the some Muslim thing, which that sounded awful. But I was, and you didn't know what the church thing was called. I'm like, a synagogue? And I'm like, was that Stephanie?
Yeah. Well, I was surprised when you pulled that out of your ass on that podcast, too. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
and
no,
then
that's exactly what it's
like
called.
Like something about not eating, and I said, Ramashah, something. I said it.
Ramadan,
but I was like,
Ramashah,
God damn, you knew some shit back then.
Yeah.
And I don't anymore. Mm. Nothing.
Well, that's okay. I feel like we need to evolve, you know? Like, the Stephanie now doesn't need to know that information. But the Stephanie then did.
Well, the Stephanie then was 20 pounds lighter, too, so she should have paid attention
so
to that
was,
nutrition advice.
So was the Tashina then, because I kept looking at our cute little faces on our freaking Instagram, and I thought, if we fucking
now
take a picture now,
cute,
we're going to be all...
They're still cute, they're just not little.
No, we're going to fucking look like the balloon mans.
Whatever, I don't care.
I care a little bit.
I just wish that... I do think that that's a problem in my life, the retaining of things. I could be so into something and, like, know so much about it for 5 minutes, and then a week later, I'm like, what?
What? What are you talking about?
What was that?
You know, I kind of feel the same way, because when I was looking at our Instagram posts and, you know, those little clips, I was like, oh, I should do that tonight. Pick something that we say that's hilarious and put it on there, because there obviously is going to be something. And then I was like, how the fuck?
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Oh, man.
And then I was looking at our cute shirts that don't fit. Well, I'm assuming yours doesn't fit because mine don't fit. And I thought, I should make us new shirts. And then I thought, how did I do that?
That was a little help from ice, a little bit of bleach.
I mean, I know how I tie-dyed it, but I can't
and then
remember.
Krista.
Yeah. I think I still have the screen.
I mean, we could just go all crazy because, I mean, we could really...
And then I thought, oh, how cute we were with our cute little buckets and our cute little
our
giveaways. And it was all great until Thanksgiving. And then that really did us in.
Yeah. Never again.
You know what also I want to know? Where are half those clothes that I was wearing? Because I don't have not a fucking one of those shirts. I have one that I recognize.
Literally,
and
I don't have not a one. I have one.
I got one that I recognize and I've seen recently. The rest of them, I'm like, that's a cute fucking shirt. Where's that shirt? That's a cute shirt. Where's that shirt? I literally bought hangers yesterday.
Have you checked behind your couch?
Yeah. Why would I check behind my couch?
Because every time I come to your house, there's like 7,000 clothes on your couch, which...
I've been doing so well.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, I haven't been to your house in a long
Just
time.
Just don't go in my new room right now because 3 loads of laundry got put on the couch today, but I've been folding them. But that's just from today. I did a load this morning, a load at lunch, and a load right now when I got home. We have so many fucking clothes. I got brand new hangers yesterday, and all the clothes that I needed to hang up, I got 100 hangers. They all got hung up.
How do you have enough room?
Well, that's what Matt just told me, that we don't have a big enough closet. We need to buy a bigger house. And I was like, okay, well, when
just
I become a millionaire.
For the closet purposes?
Yeah. When I become a millionaire, I'll get you a new house. But until then, no. Absolutely not. Anyway, what's been going on with you?
I've been off. I've been off for a week and a half. Getting the kids ready for school. I took Trinity to Carson last week and we spent the day together and she got her hair done and she got her eyebrows waxed and we had so much fun. I never get to spend just like
one-on-one time
with any of them, really, for that amount of time. And my God, we laughed so hard the whole time. Like, I was dying. We went to Chick-fil-A up there in Carson, you know, off the main road.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know why it came out like that. I just decided to give you some direction.
Okay, perfect.
Well, you know how you like come out the this Chick-fil-A and you come out the back?
Yeah.
So I came and I turned this way to go back to the main road.
And you went.
It's just...
Okay.
There was a white Jeep, so I'm parked behind him. Forever. And I was just talking to Trin and noticing that cars are going like this by me. And so my ass is like, why is that lane going so fast? I don't understand. Like, what's the holdup? A couple minutes before, a fire truck had passed on the main road. So I'm like, man, something bad happened up there. Like,
this lane is fucking blocked.
I'm just waiting and waiting until I start, like, assessing the situation. And I'm like, I don't think there's anybody in the car in front of us.
There wasn't.
They were parked on the side of the road, and my ass just came right there while I'm waiting for I don't know what. Well,
because you just saw a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I was in line. Like, I thought, why aren't we moving? But then I'll have a little car, which doesn't help because I couldn't see around the Jeep.
Right.
Because as soon as I moved, there was not a car in front of the Jeep. And so if my car was a little larger, I would have noticed.
Probably. That's why I like to sit up higher.
Yeah, that something was
fault.
A little off on
yeah.
that. And it was right next to that Terrible's.
Oh, yeah.
Car wash, or I think it's a car wash.
It's a gas station.
But there's a car wash yeah. right there on the uh-huh. corner. And Trin's like, Mom, what's Trebles? I'm like, can you spell? I mean, read. Well, I didn't say spell, I said read.
Okay.
And so then I had to make fun of her, and then she's like, at least I don't park behind parked cars. So then we got to Maurice's, and there's an optometrist. I really had to think about it, because I wanted to say it the way that Trin did. We're like parked, and she's like, optometrist. What's that, Mom?
Optometrist.
And I'm like, an optometrist? And then 5 minutes after that, we were in Maurice's. I got a runny nose all of a sudden. And I'm trying to get her to buy a really cute sweater or shirt that says Yosemite on it. It's like the mountains and the sun. Yeah. It's so pretty. And she goes, I don't even know what Yosemite is. I'm like, they're so my kids. Like, there's no doubting that they are my fucking kids.
The gal that I work with, she's Dutch, and then she lived in Brazil. Like, she's lived all over, mostly Europe, whatever, and then she went. Anyway, very educated, speaks 5 languages, and...
I wouldn't get along with her.
You would. She's really awesome. She calls Yosemite Yosemite.
Yosemite?
Yosemite.
Well, I guess Trin's not that
so, apparently, Europe, it's Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Yeah. So...
How did you guys do with school shopping?
I am fucking livid.
Let's hear about it.
So, we go shopping for Peyton. And Peyton's never been one that, like, remember when Yui used to go, you'd fucking hate shopping?
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. Peyton's never been like that. Like, we just find her stuff and we're done. This year, we went to Kohl's. And I could not find a fucking thing for her. So number one, she's kind of in a weird in-between size. Mm-hmm. She's not a little girl anymore. She's not really a teen. I'm like the teen size, like yeah. 14, 16, that doesn't fit her because her fucking legs are half a mile long.
Yeah.
And she's not an adult. Well, the junior section has all fucking crop tops and mini skirts. And Peyton is number one, not that
ever.
Girl.
Yeah.
Thank God. But number two, it's like, there's no fucking clothes for her. So we walked around probably 37 times around that store. And I'm just like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, and she doesn't like the skinny jeggings anymore. She likes the boot cut jeans. So we already had bought her 2 pairs of pants at Boot Barn, which are like a bazillion dollars each. But they actually do hold up a lot better than like the skinny jeans and stuff that we've gotten at Kohl's before. But I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll just get you pants at Boot Barn. And then, So that took that off the list. And then I did find like a shirt, and then we went over to like kind of like the junior section of like the athletic apparel. So she got some Under Armour shirts and stuff like that. And then we went over to the women's section, and she was able to find some medium, because she likes the baggy shirts better than like tight fitting.
Everything my kids got this year are baggy.
Yeah.
Which I'm more than happy with.
Right. And so we got her some medium shirts. There was a cute, like it's like a Halloween one, but the one that she's wearing right now, it has like a cat on it. Like you could still wear it, because you wanted to get like a fucking happy Halloween. And I was like, Peyton, you can only wear that at Halloween.
Yeah.
Like,
you could wear it whenever.
Yeah, right. And she's like, well, that's what she fucking said. I don't care. I'll wear it whenever, because my kid does not give two fucks.
I could see her wearing
it. She does not care. Like, I like it. It'll be mine. And I'll wear it every day. Anyway, so we ended up finding a couple things, but I was just very discouraged. And it really just pisses me off that it's crop tops for a junior section.
Mm-hmm. There's crop tops in the little kids section. Addie's section has crop
tops.
Yes,
because we were looking at sweaters. And Peyton's like, I think that's a crop top too. And it was. It was like a cute, really cute crew neck sweater. But it was a crop top.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why the fuck? I'm like, let's go to the boys section then.
Yeah. That's kind of like, what we did.
That's what you're wearing. You're just wearing a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the boys section. Because the boys section, everything's fucking sectioned off. Everything looks good. You can find whatever the fuck you want in the boys section. The girls section's all spread out. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. Patriarchy, man, motherfucking
1950s bullshit.
So I was really fucking livid, to be honest. And she was just like, it's fine, Mom. I like what I got. And I was pissed because we got Maurice a whole bunch of stuff because he's fucking easy to shop for. And then I just felt like she didn't get anything. So I went on Shein or Shine or whatever the hell it is. And I got...
Shein.
Is that what it is called? I don't fucking know.
I don't think so.
Anyway. Huh?
I don't think so.
Think so what?
That it's not Shein.
Shein? Shine? What is it?
Shein? I think it's Shine. Or Shein.
I think it's Shine. Shein. Oh, fuck.
Whatever.
My brain's not functioning now. Anyway, I got her 9 shirts for like $40.
Nice.
Like, perfect. And then I just showed her them all today. They came today and she was like, oh, I love that one. Oh, I love that one.
Nice. Yeah, we didn't do too bad this year. All the girls like graphic tees.
Yeah.
And so we found a bunch of those. And Trinity is the first year. Normally, I hate shopping with Trin because she's one of those. No. So she doesn't even look. I don't care.
She's you.
I know.
That's what you used to do. I don't care. Give me that.
I don't care. Whatever. But
give me sweatshirts. All the sweatshirts.
Yeah. And so, but she finally has, like, come into her own unique bull style. And so we knew exactly. Any shirt that has a band on it, she'll fucking wear it.
Good.
She likes flare jeans.
Oh,
like
perfect.
The 70s.
Awesome.
Cool. Converse. She got a leather jacket. I mean, she's the coolest fucking kid in town.
Right.
And then she got a flannel jacket with, like, a hood coming out of it. And she's, like, just walking around like everything's fine. I'm cool.
Perfect. Did Jaden get some Converse too, or did she get Vans?
Yeah, she got white Converse.
Are they white?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was looking today and I zoomed in because I was like, oh, I wonder, because Peyton got these, they're like a tan, they're not really tan, they're kind of like a, I don't know how to explain them, I'll have to show them
Kerma.
To you. Yeah, with a hint of green. Like they're kind of like a weird, it's like a weird color. And then I thought, oh, maybe, I think Jaden got the same color. I was going to ask you, I asked you.
They're white.
Anyway, yeah, Pates loves Converse. So then we go to the Converse store. And normally I can find her 2 pair for like $70 because she always likes the sale ones. Perfect. Well, this time the only sale ones that they had were platform ones or the short ones. And she fucking hates the short ones and she hates the platform ones. So we had to get the big dogs.
She got the tall ones?
Yeah, she loves the Chucks.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it was just kind of like, every time we go into Converse, we've never had an issue, like, fucking 2 pairs of shoes for, like, $70. Like, hell yeah. Like, that's good. Nope, not this year. But it still wasn't even that bad.
Jay went from my cute little sporty girl with leggings and sporty clothes to, like, baggy pants with holes all over them. I'm like, it's like the style. It's what they all fucking wear. It bugs the crap out of me, but I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your little boat.
Can they wear holy pants to school?
I don't even think they have a dress code.
Well, they have to have a dress code.
Not really. The only thing that they're really not supposed to wear are pajama pants because they fall asleep at school.
Well, they can't wear spaghetti straps. They can?
It's changed a lot. They can do tube tops and everything.
What?
Have you been in that school? Have you seen what they wear?
No. Mm-mm. Every time I look, they're wearing clothes.
Huh. I'm looking in the wrong areas, I guess.
I don't know. So, do you get on TikTok?
I try not to. I do when you send me TikToks.
Oh, so you don't just, like, peruse every minute of
I don't
every day?
Ever go to TikTok. I do the Instagram Reels. Okay. I get stuck on those. It's the same thing.
Same thing. But I don't think that... Does it have Pinky Doll? Do you know who I'm talking about? Oh, this is not going to make any sense to you then. So there's a TikTok lady who is making fucking $7,000 a day being an AI. Do you know what that means?
Artificial intelligence, but I don't understand how a person can
so
be
what
an AI.
She does, so she goes on her lives and then people can comment and people can gift you things. And so what she does is whatever they gift you is what she says. So she'll be like, I love you so much. I love you so much. Gang, 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 gang. It's the fucking stupidest shit I've ever seen in my... She's making $7,000 a day doing it.
Weird.
So now there's a whole bunch of people doing it. And they're making bank.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't know, but we should start doing it.
I don't know about that.
What? $7,000 a day? We're already idiots. We might as well get paid for it.
Speak for yourself.
I'm going to speak for both of us.
Speak
because
for yourself.
I just very... No? You don't want to do that? Gang, gang. Gang, gang. It's so fucking annoying. And then you get stuck watching it because you're like, this stupid bitch, she's so fucking stupid. And then fucking 20 minutes later, you're still watching her dumbass and you're like, now I'm stupid.
I have been stuck watching the More You Know podcast.
I thought you were going to say Maury.
No.
For some reason.
No.
What's the More You Know?
The one that I sent you where you said that that guy is really fucking stupid.
When did you
It's like a darker guy and then another white guy and they like talk.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking every single time I watch that shit, I'm in tears, like laughing so hard. They were like having this fucking debate in one of them, fighting about some shit that was like some carpentry thing, and they were talking about hammers and like, and anyways, the guy is like, it was a carpenter hammer, and he's like, I don't give a fuck who owned it. Oh my god, like they're just funny. I really
the one I saw the other day, the not the white guy, the other guy was like, you know, I just really want to get a good cold. The guy's like, what? It's like, you know, the good cold where you just like can't even get out of bed. You're like, can't even fucking breathe. Like, I just miss it. I just need a good cold. And he's like, what are you... Nobody has ever asked for a good cold. Like, what?
Oh, they're so funny, though. You should just, if you scroll
But do you really think they're that stupid? Or do you, like, the one guy's that stupid?
I think it, it seems pretty organic.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like he's... I feel like he would be so much fun. I would have so much fun hanging out with that guy.
Yeah. Do you think... I think he's toasted every time.
Overly smart is what his problem is. You know when there's really smart people that have zero common sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's one of those.
Yeah. When you just said organic, there was a post the other day, and this lady and her husband were, like, making a video, you know, and she's like... and her husband was, like, hanging on her, like, doing what she wanted, but not, like... She's like, can you just be organic? Like, bitch, no, because you guys are fake.
Yeah.
It's not real. Unless your husband's got a knife in your kitchen about to stab you.
I follow another family too, Devin and Hunter.
Devin and Hunter. Are they like, really Southern?
Yeah, she does the Grinch. Like she impersonates the Grinch a lot.
Oh.
But it's the same. They're Southern. But like
they just had a baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's obsessed.
I've never not once seen a video of her do the Grinch.
I'll have to find it because she's
literally a zillion videos
hilarious. Oh. She's so good at it. Unless you're talking about the other one, there's another Southern couple that just had a baby. But this one, he's a firefighter and she's super pretty.
Oh, no. Two different people.
Yeah. This girl is like super pretty. She's like a brunette and her husband's name is Hunter and they have a little girl. You're thinking that...
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yes, okay, yes, I have seen
I love
her.
Watching
yes.
them, too. They crack yes. me up. She's yes. really good, like, with impersonations and, like,
Grinch.
the funniest facial expressions. I watch them a lot.
Yeah. I just fucking love TikTok. TikTok gets me.
The ones you sent me today were killing me with that stupid Jason. What is
his... Oh, I know.
I love that guy.
my father-in-law got TikTok and we didn't know it. And then all of a sudden I was like scrolling through TikTok and it's like somebody you might know. And it said Matt Galvin, I don't know, Matt G something. I'm like looking at Matt. I'm like, do you have another TikTok page? He's like, no. Why? And I'm like, cause it fucking says people I might know. You hiding? What are you hiding from me, you weirdo? Huh? You got your girlfriends on there? What's happening? And he's like, what are you talking about? So then his mom texts us like 4 minutes later and was like, Dad's got TikTok. And we're like, oh, okay. And he's like, take it back. I'm not taking shit back.
So does he watch it or is he going to make some? Or just watch it?
Oh, God, I hope he doesn't make any. That would be atrocious. No, he's like, I don't understand it. It's just a lot of stories that never make anything.
Jaden gets like these TikToks in her head and then like impersonates them, and it like, because I never know if it's her. Like the other day we were driving to Smith Valley, this fucking kid, and she's like, Mom, can I paint my room? And I was like, just driving, not even think I should know what if Jaden's talking, it's gonna be right. Something. And I'm like, well, like what color? And she's like, I don't know, something light, something pretty, something that will go good with a crib. What? And I like looked at her, and in the most hick voice I've ever heard in my life, she's like, I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby.
Oh, God.
Just like that. And I'm like, who the fuck are you, Jaden? I don't know, I saw it on TikTok. Okay.
I think she banned me from her TikTok.
Did she?
I don't think we're friends anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
Have you looked?
I thought I did. And then I asked her to be my friend again, and then she ignored me, I think.
I don't know.
She doesn't want me to see her stuff.
I don't know.
I feel like that's pretty rude. Why don't you ask her for me?
Okay, I will.
And say, why the fuck can I watch your stuff? You talking shit?
I don't know what possesses that girl, but I'm always like, do you say this kind of things when I'm not around? Like, to adults? Like,
yes.
Adults that barely know you, that are judging my parenting because they don't know you. Yeah. Like, I think she's fucking funny because I know Jaden, and obviously she's not going to be a teen fucking mom.
Right.
Anytime soon. You know, I mean, well,
yeah, I mean,
say
she's
it.
Not a teen for another couple years. So.
Yeah. Then we'll worry about it. But, like, really, Jaden, you feel like you have to say this kind of nonsense all the time?
Yeah.
Because you think you're funny?
Well, it's all over TikTok. Stuff that they see.
Like Mr. Glupsby. Did you see him? You were in line with us, weren't you, before they opened the 7th and 8th grade doors?
No.
And as soon as he opened it, like, the entire group of people were standing there, and he pointed right at Jay. You better behave. I'm like, fucking Jaden.
If it makes you feel any better, as we were walking down the hallway, he pointed Peyton out and was like, she can't come back!
Did he?
She can't come back! And I said, excuse me, I've had her all summer. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Tag your ass.
Yeah. You're fucking...
Did I happen to tell you on a podcast about Jaden's bench?
I think that was just through text message.
Okay, guys. So my very genius daughter, on the last day of school last year, decided to graffiti... the park bench. And not only
not
did
the park bench, the school bench.
In the playground, I guess. And not only did she do it, but she thought it would be a good idea to tell me, like, I'd be proud of her. So I got home from school, or from work. She was home from school. She's like, Mom, look what I did. And she's like scrolling through her photos and she shows me a picture, clearly marker. And her little dummy self said, Jaden B was here. And so I just, like, set the phone down, handed it back to her. I'm like, Jay, where'd you write that? She's like, the bench at school? Like, with what? She's like, Sharpie. I'm like, out of school you're going back to in 3 months? And then I thought, like, the light bulb clicked, and she was like, like, she just, like, in shock. Like, she didn't understand that she was going to have repercussions for this.
What, she thinks she was a senior?
I don't know. I'm
doing her last day or what?
You have to go back there. And then she goes, I'm going to get in trouble. And I'm like, yeah, probably, because all they've been talking about is, like, tagging things and fees. And it's, like, $1,000 fee. And I'm like, do you have $1,000? Because I ain't paying that shit. I didn't decide to put my name on there. If I tagged that bench, I would have said something other than my name.
Right.
How dumb can you be? So it was a thing all summer. I would just like randomly go into her room and she'd be crying. Jaden, Jaden, what's wrong with you? I'm just really nervous I'm gonna get in trouble. Like she literally punished herself all summer long because she thought she was gonna get in trouble. So then like a week before school started, John and her went on a bike ride. And so she's like, Dad, let's just go look. Let's go see. So they drove by and it was like super faded. And, like you could barely see it. And there was tons of other writing on the bench too. And so John was like, Jaden, you're not gonna get in trouble for that shit. Like, you can't even tell it's on there. Like, it's not a big deal. Clearly people have written on it. You could literally see like the stress lift off of her. Like, like she could finally breathe. It's been 3 months of her torturing herself. So I told her, like, I mean, who knows? If they call you into the office, they call you into the office. She's like, well, are you going to be mad at me? And I'm like, you know what, Jaden? I feel like you punished yourself enough this summer. Like, I'm not one to not punish her if she did something wrong, but she literally cried multiple times about that.
What I think you should do is just go into the office and have her get called into the office.
See, but then I would feel really bad if they did get her in trouble because she did do something wrong. You know what I mean? Even though she deserved
it. No, I mean, just go in and, like, call her out. And not, like, actually have them say anything to her. Just the fact that she's going to have to walk to the office and be, like...
panic the whole time. Yeah. She definitely...
Or, like, this is how you set it up, okay? You're going to be, like, hey, Jaden, I got a email from Mr. Gillespie. You're most likely going to get called into the office tomorrow.
And then go in.
And then go in.
And ask him specifically to call in.
Yeah. Genius.
That kid, I don't know. I don't know if I'll survive that one coming up.
My baby son is the one that's gonna fucking just... So, we're at Kaylin and Big Matt's the other day, and Janelle's dogs were out on the highway. So, Layton took the pickup and drove up to the highway. Okay, it's on a dirt road, whatever. I'm looking out the window, and as Layton's driving back, fairly quick for a boy that doesn't have his driver's license, my two fucking dumb ass shithead loser kids are in the back of that fucking truck bed, and guess which one of them's standing up. So whenever Layton slams on the brakes, his dumb little ass is gonna fall right out and break his other hand. Guess which one?
I mean, Maurice.
That fucking kid.
Did you get so mad?
Yes, I came flying out of there. The fucking rain was whipping that day, and I fucking...
Maurice!
Yeah. But it's like, what fucking possibly would make you think that it's okay to be doing what you're doing? It's not like you haven't just fucking had 10 major surgeries, like... Use your fucking head.
He is little. They're not born with, like, reasoning.
He's almost nine. Or he's nine.
And my nine-year-old was caught on Main Street in a fucking bathing suit 5 days ago walking to Maverick.
That's fucking scary, though.
Yeah.
Like, she could have got abducted.
Yeah.
In our small town.
I tried to explain to her what it would be like in Big Bomber Bertha's basement. But she just looked at me like, no, you don't understand what happens in those basements. Like, you're little.
Yeah.
You cannot overpower Big Bomber Bertha. Like, no.
Okay, this is what you do to that kid. Let her walk again. Have your niece set her up again where they want to walk to Maverick. Because she definitely didn't listen to you. Let's be honest. She's going to do it again. And have somebody snatch her up in a van and fucking blindfold her ass.
I like your style of parenting.
Yeah. Listen, so, you got to teach. I mean, they got to freaking learn.
Yeah, they're just walking away. And I'm like driving Trinity to practice. And I'm like, Trinity, is that Addie? She's like, yeah. I think that's Aubrey with her. And I'm like, and the fuck are they doing? They're not... They're past the Boys and Girls Club. They're past the swimming pool. I let her go to the pool. That's the only thing I agreed to. Like, she was going to the pool, which they do a lot when they're at the club.
Right.
Apparently, they just is a free-for-all, and they can go wherever they want. So, because they're on the other side of the street, like, by the bank. Like, and I was on this side of the street, so I pulled over at the old gas station across from the teen center and like got out of my car, and I was like, hey, Addison. And she turned around, I could see it on her face, like, like, what are you doing? And she's like, Aubrey wanted to go to Maverick. I'm like, get your asses over here now. So there's cars coming, and I'm like, run. This is your punishment. Fucking knees to chest, bitch. Knees to chest, bitches. Dodge and dive. Like, get over here.
There's no such thing as jaywalking today, hoes. Get over here.
I'm just kidding. I really made sure. Like, hold on.
Okay. She's fucking out in the middle.
That was safety control. I was directing traffic. No worries.
Stop, please.
I really did. I'm like, okay, come on. Like, there's no car. Now run. Run faster. So they get to my car. And Aubrey's in the back seat, like, all angry that I'm fucking even found them. And I'm like, what's going on? You're going to walk to Maverick? How often has this fucking happened this summer that I don't know about? Never. And I'm like, what happened? Aubrey's like, we weren't going to keep walking, Auntie. We're just going to take a couple more feet and then turn around.
Fucking lies! Yeah.
And I was like, Aunt Steph doesn't appreciate lying, so you better fucking tell me what's happening. And she just like stared at me for a second. And then Addie, she's like, no, Aubrey, we were going to Maverick. And Aubrey's like, no, we weren't. Just up there where the stop sign was is where we were going to turn around. And Addie's like, no, we were going to Maverick. So I'm like, Abby, I'm going to give you one more chance. And she's like, okay, well, we decided after swimming to go to Dollar General, but it was closed. So I was like, well, maybe we should go to Maverick. And then Addie was like, okay. And she's like, and then we started walking. And she's like, but Auntie, I promise right before you found us, I was thinking that I should probably say we should turn around. And I'm like, I'm sure you were.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I wish, though, that I, like, followed them and just kept following them.
You should have. And then grabbed them up.
Late for practice.
Grabbed them up, put bags over their head, put them in a dungeon for a couple days.
Yeah.
And let them know what
Big Butt Bertha... scrambled eggs at them.
What?
Food. I don't know.
Some... why would you throw scrambled? That's a waste of scrambled eggs.
You have to feed them.
Bread and water.
Okay. True. I've never kidnapped... children.
Well, you're going to have to start because
I'll come
apparently
to you
your
next
kids
time
are
for advice.
Very naughty.
Right? Yeah.
So, did you go to the Boys and Girls Club and ask why there was two children that are about the size of ants that are walking down the street with no parental supervision? You didn't. No, you didn't. Why?
I should have.
You fucking think?
Yeah. I didn't.
Isn't there like a checkout program?
No. I talked to one of the ladies there who used to work there. She works at the fire department now. She just transitioned. And she said that they can't keep them there. And I'm like, the fuck you mean you can't keep them there? Like, they can't. It's like entrapment. You can't keep them. Like,
I'm fairly certain that's how it's been the whole fucking entire time. That's to make sure your kids don't fucking leave on a little excursion and get kidnapped by Big Butt Bertha.
Big Bert?
Big what?
Bomber.
Big Bomber Bertha Butt. I don't know.
Big Bomber Bertha. No, but when I worked there, kids weren't allowed to leave.
No.
At all.
You had to have a parent or somebody that picked you up. You had to be checked out. Literally, you had to...
So, I didn't, because I gave her permission to go to the pool. And so, it was kind of...
So, maybe she didn't go back to the club
and
they didn't know.
Yeah, she never did. They went straight to Dollar General and then decided to keep walking.
Okay. Okay, I take it back.
But Aubrey wasn't even supposed to go to the pool and they let her go.
Oh, back on the shit list.
Right? So, I don't know. I mean, it was my kids' faults for sure. Our kids' faults.
Not our kids. My kids didn't.
Well, our kids, as is mine and my sister.
Oh, okay.
She was, like, in the car, and I called my sister, like, guess who I just found walking down Main Street? And she's like, I don't know who. Like, all kind of annoyed. Like, I'm fucking working. What is this stuff?
Right.
What are you bothering me with? And
right.
I'm like, your 9-year-old child. Well, what the fuck's she doing on Main Street? And I'm like, that. I was wondering if you gave him permission. She's like, I sure didn't. I'm like, well, I didn't either. She's like, you tell her to get her ass in her room. So the whole way home, Aubrey was like she knew she was in trouble. Addie knew she was in trouble. Like, Addie had just been in trouble the week before. We're not going to get into that one because that one really does make me look like a bad mom.
Oh, I would love to hear that story.
I'm not
we have about
that story
10
over
minutes.
The air.
Okay.
But she's been grounded in her room. And so my, like, she's been in trouble. That was the first day she went back to the club. And so I was like, my mom's like,
it's been a long summer.
Yeah. They had like, way too much time. What'd you do about it? And I'm like, to be honest,
nothing.
I'm exhausted. I can't punish her anymore. Like, she was straight stuck in her room. Do you want to know how many times she came out for food and water and to talk to me? Like,
scrambled eggs.
Oh, Sam. I'm like, get your fucking ass in your room. Okay. 5 minutes later. Mom.
You should have put a chain on the door and locked it.
She shares with Lily. I can't punish Lily.
Oh.
I should have just saran-wrapped her to her
Lily
bed.
Lily probably did something bad, too. Lock them both
right?
in there.
Like, Mom, I'm just exhausted. I can't do this whole... Like, that's what I asked Addie, too. Like, aren't you tired? Aren't you tired?
Because I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Hey, look at he's back. Oh, my God.
He's really talented at that. Whip it in.
Can I tell you what my son wants to do?
What?
He wants to initiate people when he's a senior. And I was like, that's called bullying now.
Yeah.
But do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm a really good parent and I let my kids watch Dazed and Confused the other night.
I've never heard of that.
What? You've never watched Dazed and Confused? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to have to watch it. It's like based in 1976 or something. And it's the last day of school. And so the juniors that are now turning into seniors, like, made paddles to, like, whip the boys with and stuff. And then the senior
Shit's
girls.
Shit's frowned upon nowadays.
Yeah. But Maurice was like, I'm doing
I
that.
I could see Maurice doing that. You guys, Maurice is the little kid at our softball game that we could hear on the other side say, like, you want to fight?
And then you just
see a blur because that kid did want to fight and Maurice took the fuck off running away from them so fast.
Maurice has got a mouth and he better start learning how to fight because he's going to get his ass whipped a lot because he's just a mouth. But he was like, oh, I can't wait.
He's a cute mouth though.
I can't wait to do that. And I'm like, well, you can't now because it's called bullying and you can't.
It's like actually against the law now.
What?
Isn't it hazing?
Yeah. That's ridiculous. And I was like, well, people aren't really
people
soft now. I said, when we...
Though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, survival of the fittest. I said, well, when we were freshmen, we got initiated. And Peyton's like, oh, what'd you guys have to do? I'm like, well, our seniors were pretty cool. And they're like, what do you guys want to do? And we decided that we were just going to wear funky makeup and have crazy hair. And actually,
I don't ever remember agreeing to that.
Oh, really? I did.
I feel like that was at gunpoint.
No, it wasn't. We were all excited to do it.
I didn't want to fucking play with... I look like fucking Princess Leia with buns in my hair and the worst makeup in the entire team.
Well, that sucked for you. I had Sabra.
I didn't like me, apparently.
I look like Bozo the Clown, though. I had like cones on the outsides of
my
head.
And we had to play the whole game like that.
Yeah. But I thought it was fun. We very much differ on our opinions of high school. But anyway, and Peyton's like, oh, that sounds like so much fun. And I'm like, it really was. Like, we had a good time, but apparently not. But, so my son just wants to haze people now.
What did you think about the Burning Man situation where they all got fucking trapped there?
I don't give a shit.
70,000 people. John was there, and I was like... He'll come back. The playa doesn't want him.
It'll dry out. You just have to wait. Like, it is what it is.
He was texting me like they were literally in, like, the end of the world. He's like, we're okay. 10 minutes later. We have food and water. 10 minutes later. I hiked to the highest thing. Exhausted. No Wi-Fi. We're fine.
We'll try to call tomorrow.
Yeah. Tell the kids we're fine. And I'm like, my God.
Dramatic much?
Yeah, and so I'm like, kid, your dad's trapped in the freaking monsoon or something. But then this morning, right as we're trying to leave the house, his fucking face pops through the door and Addison starts sobbing. I'm like, why are you crying? Like, she's so excited.
I'm like,
fuck, the playa doesn't even want your dad.
Like, I love how your Facebook post, the playa gave him back.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to for a second, but it's John. I just felt bad for his girlfriend, like, couple
stuck
extra days she wasn't expecting to be stuck out there with him. And I went to Burning Man with John one time and we went on Sunday evening and it goes till the next Sunday and I made him bring me home by Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was bad?
Not my thing.
Oh, really? I've always wanted to go just like for the day. Like, I don't want to be there. I just want to.
Nighttime's the funnest.
Right.
You see all the lights. And I liked the art, except for the art there. It was like fertility year. And so there was like babies in microwaves. And like, it was weird.
Oh.
Like dark art.
Oh, I don't like that.
The people suspended in from the ceiling by hooks in their skin. Like crazy shit. And then the people camping right next to us were buck ass naked. And the guy had a Burning Man piercing hanging from his weenie.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Like a train wreck, and I couldn't not look. But he's a big fat guy, and his wife was also a large woman with armpit hair down to her waist, and they were very handsy feely and wanted hugs all the time. I'm pretty sure now in retrospect, is that the word? I think they were on something.
Oh, duh.
But they kept like offering us like to share a steak and stuff with them, and I'm like, I don't fucking want your steak, you naked ass. Like, fuck.
I want your steak, you naked ass. Fuck.
So anyways, I was like, take me home. It was our honeymoon. So he brought me, because we always wanted to go and we were getting married and it was.
Yeah, because I thought you, like, that was one of your big, you did want to go.
I always wanted to go, yeah, for the art.
Oh.
Turns out I'm not much of an artist.
Turns out I don't really like that art, so.
Yeah, no. So he brought me home and then he went and spent our honeymoon by himself. Oh. Actually, he gave my wristband to another one of his friends and they spent the rest of the honeymoon together.
So he drove you all the way home?
And then
and
went
then
back.
Drove all the way back?
Oh, yeah. He loved it. Oh. Then he went, like, every single year after
Isn't
that.
Isn't it, like, $1,300 for a ticket or something?
It's pretty expensive. Mm-hmm.
Mm. No, thanks.
Yeah, no.
And they were saying, like, the playa dirt, like, eats away at your skin.
Yeah, it's so bad you for you. To, it's all alkali. It's
so
bad
you
for you.
So you have to take a vinegar bath? It's like water and vinegar together.
Yeah, it's bad for you to get it all caked on you. That's why I'm like, being in the middle of that mud can't be good for them.
No, because it was like, it's like eating away at people's skin.
Mm-hmm. And somebody died out there, I guess.
Oh, really?
But they're pretty lucky to have one death in 73,000 people. Like
with that type of, how'd they die?
I don't know. They're under investigation.
Oh, murder. Huh.
Well, I'm glad we can have another therapy session.
Me too. It always makes me feel so much better.
We promise to have more structure to our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we promise. My fingers aren't crossed.
At least good topics. Like, we'll have, like, some kind of direction in where we want to go each podcast. Whether we stay in that same direction or not.
Yes. That's what we're going to do. I do. We need to bring the murders back because I need to get back into some true crime stuff. I feel like I've been really on a hiatus. So.
And I can make some more murder rap songs. That
yes.
was so fun.
Murder raps are harmonizing with the Christmas song and the murder rap song.
The Malikaliki Maka is the way to
Well, it's sway. Been fun. We gotta go.
On this dark, homicidal Christmas day. I don't remember.
That's the island greeting. Speaking of island greeting, really, really quick, Maui lit on fire. Do you think it was conspiracy? Me too. Those fuckers.
The billionaires want
yeah,
the land.
Yeah, they want the land.
What's with the blue roofs?
So they're saying it's a laser that did it. And laser does not attack blue, that blue color. Like, it'll go through red, it'll go through green, it'll go through yellow, but not that blue color. That's why all the billionaires were painting their fucking roofs and their whole house is blue.
And then their houses didn't burn down.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to get them to sell out that land mm-hmm. for a long time.
And they wouldn't do it.
Time.
And then they were saying that the way...
That land should still be...
Theirs.
Yeah. Just because
like
it burned...
Like, if my house burned down, it's still my land.
Yeah, so I don't understand that too
Me
much
either.
How that works.
And then fucking old stupid-ass Biden... giving $700 when we're giving billions of dollars to Ukraine. They're fucking living like kings over there.
He gave $700 to each person?
Yes.
Oh. That's still a lot of money.
Not when your whole fucking life burned down.
Yeah, but it's a lot when you're the ones who started the fire. You won't pick it up with $700 for each fucking person.
Well, they got bazillions. They can do it. Fucking pieces of shit.
They don't. It's all fake.
Trump, 2024.
Get him out of prison and fucking have him
He's out. Not gonna go to prison. And the fact that his mugshot just fucking skyrocketed his ratings is killing me because those people don't want him to be popular and all they're doing is making
helping
him
the situation.
Yes.
Even people who didn't support him very much are starting to.
Yeah. I love it. It's my favorite. Anyways.
Well.
My God, we're about to lose it.
Promise to not talk about politics.
Oh my God. I'm not promising shit no more. You've been living in a recession. So ridiculous. People can't even buy groceries.
Accurate.
I gotta put death in.
Come help me with my death.
All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
What'd you just drop? Bye.
Bye.